This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Later this year, I'm down with that, frankly. It's the first of a new month. We're celebrating what November is all about, for sure. And one of the things this year is the beautiful colors and the fact that it's okay. It's not cold yet. It's not cold. It's colder, but it's not cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's not cold. That's kind of nice. The challenge of... Jay loves the challenge of the transfer from autumn to winter. I don't. It isn't what makes me better. It may make her better, but it doesn't make me better. It doesn't make me... I don't know. I sometimes, what's the old expression? Me thinks thou dost protest too much. I had frostbite when I was a kid. So whenever when I'm here and it's cold, even if I'm bundled up and I have really warm gloves and I have my farm boots on that are insulated, the stuff that you get from L.L. Bean up in Maine, my feet always get cold, my toes especially, and my fingers and hands get cold. People say when they touch me, God, your hands are cold, what's the matter? It's because I got frostbite, and the first sign of it getting cold, last night I was out chopping corn in the dark, and it was down to, it was in the 30s, and I had gloves on, and my fingers were still cold. And that's just kind of the way it is, and some people go through that. But I think we'll be okay. You got this, and you can enjoy it. Take everything and find the best in it, whatever it is. Find the best. That's why I'm thankful for Jay being here, because even if I sound like a curmudgeon-y old, you know what?
Wait, we get to take turns being the curmudgeon.
Right, yeah. No, Jay will say, oh, I love this time of year. Fabuloso. Well, now that Halloween is over, might as well, let's get back to Captain Curmudgeon here. I'm not actually in this camp, but I'm looking around at people. I was trying to get some reviews of Halloween and what people did. I was driving around last night, as I said, doing farm work, and there were kids in the street, and it was kind of cool to see a lot of these outfits. You saw the outfit, Jay. I think you posted it of my grandson, Jasper, in a cow outfit, and how cute he looked. And I was talking about going to a friend's house on Sunday where they were carving up all the pumpkins, and that's kind of cool. But then the candy wrappers begin showing up all over the sidewalks, and when you go to school, it'll be around because youngsters will bring this stuff to school. And then there are those plastic pumpkins. Those should be outlawed. We should just have real pumpkins, and that's it. The plastic stuff that is around, what do you do with those when Halloween is over? You save them for next year? Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then there are those plastic Harry Potter wands. What do you do with all that stuff? Do you keep it or do you throw it away? And is it, as some would have us believe, is this an ecological nightmare? Maybe is that carrying this too far, or is that true? Is that reality? I guess it's up to you what you do with this stuff. Be responsible, I guess. And I don't, you want me to define that, being responsible with all of this stuff? The pumpkins, actually, I like people to drop off the real pumpkins at the farm because the cows love them. Cows love squash. They love pumpkins. They love anything like that. So it's good if I can find places where they're separated out, even if they're molding pumpkins. The cows will eat them. They love it. And then we have, actually, it's kind of funny, we have four pastures on the home farm, and I have a couple here at my house, which is down the street from the home farm, from the big farm. And we feed the cows pumpkins and squash. And so, and this is through the winter oftentimes, starting mm-hmm. now when the people are getting ready for Thanksgiving. So I have truckloads of this stuff that comes in and we feed it to the cows. All over the pastures, there's squash growing, butternut squash on everywhere. Because they eat it and they poop it out and the poop stays in the pasture and the seeds grow. We have hundreds and hundreds of butternut squash all over the pastures, everywhere. And so, yeah, that's good. But it's not so much that stuff as it is the plastic. So if you're, you know, you're worried about yes. haunting, we're haunted by the history of these plastic things for Halloween. What did you start to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yeah, a lot of people, they will get some flimsy kind of things just for one season, and then the season's done, and they toss it, and it's like, no, if you're going to get something like that, reuse it. Keep it, or donate it. Donate it to a charity or something. Give it to somebody that can upcycle it or refurbish it or whatever. But with the real pumpkins, too, if you don't have access to a farm, you can put them in a wooded area, put them in your backyard, because the deer will come and eat it, too. And the deer are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're also a problem for farmers. But let's go back to the plastic stuff and what's happening now. Even though there have been a lot of people who are calling out the folks that make microplastic, those little beads that, you know, the big plastic is chopped up into these little things that are used in toothpaste and all around. The fish are eating it. We're eating it. And the fish that we eat. So I don't, you know, you think about that. And again, I don't have necessarily a fix for the problem, because you know, what do you? That we've gone beyond. Everybody's buying stuff that's convenient, if you will, right? And then this stuff gets into the system. And so anyway, recycling plastic wrappers for candy, that sort of thing, appears to be a bit of a problem. But I'm not trying to spoil all this, although it may sound like I am. there's a lot of fun in having this stuff around, but there's always going to be somebody that's looking at this sort of thing and saying, look at what you guys are doing. It's dangerous for animals. And that is, you know, you throw stuff on the ground, and if there's a little bit of let's say it's a wrapper for a candy bar, and there's a little bit of chocolate or something from the candy bar left on the plastic, dogs come along, and they'll pick it up, they'll eat it.
Yeah.
Goes into their system. Right?
Especially if it's dark chocolate. The darker the chocolate, the more concentrated it is.
Yeah. And apparently, the fake Halloween spider webs are very difficult to dispose of. And a lot of people just leave them out, and the wildlife comes along and chews on them. I don't know what the, but it's
like
composting.
Cotton.
Yeah.
Like a cottony kind of, I mean, they're more plastic than cotton, but it's just, that's the stuff that's hard to reuse.
There are a lot of people, I have a compost facility on the farm, and we make compost out of leaves and out of food waste and out of everything except grass. And I don't take grass because this is an organic effort, and grasses today are so, people are spraying that garbage on them to make them greener, and that's all very much a pollutant. So you don't want to be messing with that kind of stuff. But I think about this. I was down looking at the facility because they're starting to get, you know, the leaves are being collected and they're starting to be brought down there, the huge piles of leaves. And it's really, I should probably do a video of the stuff as it comes in and then the different stages that it goes to over the course of a year. So that at the end, when they clean it up, if you will, what comes out is pure compost. And it's really great. I used it on my corn this year, used it on some of the pastures, and because I don't like chemical fertilizers, this is something that surprises me in the way the organic matter, especially with the corn. Boy, did I see a difference in the corn. I just put it on the on the field after the field was prepared. I put the compost down, and then I planted the corn, and it was fabulous. It really was. The corn is higher this year because of that and the rain than I've ever seen it. I have some corn stalks that are 17 feet tall, to the point where I have a two-row corn chopper. Every day I cut three loads of corn for the cows to eat, and I can only cut one row at a time because the corn is so high. The two rows won't go through the chopper.
That is so cool. I'd love to see that.
I should do a video of it. I'll take a video today when I'm doing that. All right, so anyway, that's what's going on in that department. Here's the story of a man from Nevada who, along with a lot of other people who are foolish, stupid, making anti-Semitic remarks and threats. This time, though, this guy got in trouble because he said to Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen, "I'm going to exterminate you." What kind of a moron thinks like that? He left a series of anti-Semitic voicemails at this guy's office, at Senator Rosen's office. So this guy's story in the Washington Post today, the number associated with this fella, whose name is John Anthony Miller, 43 years old, the calls, the voicemails that are taking place since the beginning of the Israeli situation with the Palestinians. I don't know whether I want to do this, quote, "We're going to finish what Hitler started, you blanking blank." Another called Ms. Rosen evil, and we're going to exterminate you, you effer. Yeah, what kind of stupid, ignorant moron thinks like this and is stupid enough? You don't think they can find, they've traced the FBI, would be on that in 2 seconds. That's how they got the guy in the beginning. Now they all know who it is. And,
well, I feel like people like this are uneducated, and they also believe that they are on the side of quote-unquote good.
How do you get to that thought process, though? I mean, you look around, not only here in our country, but all over Europe and Latin America and Australia, South Africa, North America, Russia. There are protests going on because of the situation. And I think you said it earlier, it's the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust. That business that started with the invasion from Hamas.
People aren't born hateful.
No, but they are born to be ignorant if they don't pay attention to what's really going on. So, anyway, I guess more food for thought. I don't want to dwell on it, but it is something that's going on, and people are talking about it, so that's why we're talking about it here on Good Day.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crespro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crespro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Three after the hour now. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Denver. So we have, in terms of social media, because that's what this portion of every hour is about, social media things, the technology that leads us to use social media, and you can always connect with us on all the social media by using the same handle, which is at Good Day Networks. Matter of fact, if you're having trouble getting the program, you can go to Good Day Networks and get the program. So what's going on with the Supreme Court as they consider when the government is allowed to block followers on social media? So wasn't the discussion yesterday, Jay, when we were talking about this, about the private companies blocking followers? Now this is about when the government can block followers.
Yeah, this is questionable because one would think that the government wouldn't be permitted to, but also some people are trolls and you can mute people without blocking them, so they could still see your stuff, but you can't see if they are sending you tweets or direct, they can't send you direct messages, you won't see any of that stuff if you have them muted.
Yeah.
But is it, does it become a potential safety hazard if a government blocks their own public from seeing them?
So what do you think is the right approach here? The First Amendment implications are very, very serious for this. And that's probably, you know, that's what makes, as Justice Kagan said, these cases hard. This is, you know, the involvement, the question about First Amendment, that stuff is all through and through and through, threaded through these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So the justices have noted the implications for both a public official who retains the right to maintain a personal account, that's the rub, and followers who find themselves blocked when the official disagrees with their comments. So mm-hmm. if it's a private, I think this is fairly cut and dried, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if it's a personal account, it's a personal account, then they, if they want to block people or make it a private account, they are absolutely within their right. But what about when it is an actual governmental account?
Right.
Like,
no,
say,
you can't
say
do
the
it.
POTUS account. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. You can't do that. No. But then I'm now distracted because I'm looking at what Clarence Thomas has said about this, and I see he is, in my opinion, the worst justice to be on the Supreme Court in my lifetime for any number of reasons, including some of his ignorant reasons for making dissent, but that's just a personal thing. But the fact that this guy has been corrupted and allowed to stay on the Supreme Court after all the corruption, the stuff that's being paid for by some of his friends. Hell, he's got a $234,000 RV that he never paid for, that some guy just gave him. And you're not, in a situation like that, you can't do that stuff. Mm-hmm. Even if it isn't illegal, it certainly is unethical. It would certainly seem to me that way. So there's two different issues. And so I get sidetracked when we're talking about these sorts of things because I wonder what kind of an ignorant decision or thought he'll have on this stuff. He's just awful.
Do you remember when Donald Trump was president and there was an issue about that ended up being dismissed because he was blocking individuals from Twitter, but he wasn't using the POTUS account. He was using his own individual account because that was also an issue that they wanted, those they people wanted him to stop using his personal account and use POTUS, and he was like, no. And this is why, because he wanted to have full ownership. And
don't you think it's clear there? Drawing a line between what's official and what's personal is fairly easy in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's two different accounts. And so there have been other circumstances. Here's a city manager in Michigan had a Facebook account that was private, limited to his personal friends. Then the account became so popular he converted it to a public page, and then he got into trouble. So there you go. That's a sticky issue. Be interesting to see what they come up with.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The number of Americans killed in the attack by Hamas on Israel is up to 36. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told lawmakers while testifying before a Senate panel yesterday, a handful of Americans are also believed to be among the more than 200 hostages taken prisoner by the terrorist organization Hamas. Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11. Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
It's 34 at the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are slogging our way through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that we have some control over and some things we don't have any control over. Technology is one of them, unfortunately. And those of you who are running radio stations and trying to carry this program know exactly what I'm talking about for the mishap and the circumstances as they are. I apologize. It's a whole complicated situation, which is brought about by technology changes in part. The fact that radio and how it works has changed tremendously in the past 10, 15, 20 years. It just is. Everything, you know, and people taking advantage of situations. So it's the human events. I mean, there's just some stations can't get the program this morning. And so some people listening at goodday show.com or the Doug Steffen Networks or DougSteffen.com. Thank you for spinning over to those locations. Maybe you just stay there. I'm trying to find some joy this morning, Jay.
Yes.
So I'm looking at pictures of my grandson with my daughter when he went out on his first trick-or-treater 7 years ago. It's kind of cool. He was an engineer. Yeah. He wanted to be an engineer. And he said he wanted to do that for a long time. Now he wants to be some kind of nuclear scientist or something. I don't know what he wants. He's
good
saying
for him.
That. Yeah, right.
I could see him as like a paleontologist.
Oh, yeah. With his interest in... He'll be a science... There'll be some science thing. He'll get into that, I'm betting. Just think about it. All right, so the reason I'm telling you that and I'm looking at that picture is because I need some joy. Today we all need some joy. There are good things and bad things that happen to most of us pretty much every day, right? Look at your astrological chart, look at your horoscope for the day and try to figure out what's going to happen and make plans accordingly, you know what I mean? And then you can have some of these new experiences. I think that is what, you know, I talk about the NASA website all the time and how I go there. I have, well, there's no greater joy for me than being with my children or my grandchildren. But to look at other things that are good, that are interesting, that are compelling, it's the NASA website, which profiles endlessly all of the things that are changing that we know about everything in life.
Uh-huh.
Right? Day to day to day. There's something new and different literally under the sun. Right? When you think about it, it's all under this sun and under other suns. That's what it is. And so, I was thinking, because I have a meeting tonight with a guy who's going to put solar on my farm. And as I look at the sun and I understand solar energy, and think about how sustainable it is. That word gets overused. I'm using it a lot in the development because, yeah, we want sustainability.
That's
where it's
accurate,
practical.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly. And so when one of my friends who's in the oil and gas business said to me, you know what's going to happen to those panels in 7 or 8 years? And I said, yeah, they're going to have to be reworked. They have to be re-engineered, whatever it is they do. And he says, well, that's going to all go into the environment. And this is a guy who just bought an electric car. Where do you think that's going to go? It's just, you can't escape some of this stuff. But to think about solar power as a real fix, it's better than most of the other alternatives. It really is. And that's why I'm doing it on my farm. I'm going to be completely off the grid. I'll be selling electricity back into the system. I'll have no need for, there'll be no electric bill at the farm, be no electric bill at my house, because I'm going to do this. I've been convinced that this was something that was smart, even though my friend trying to convince me is not smart. it is different in my mind, but... You know, you can make the argument, it's just like the batteries in the cars. You know, what are you going to do with these panels when they wear out? That's a legitimate question.
Well,
but
how long until they do?
I don't know. It's not like the batteries in the cars. It's it's 20 some odd years. I know people who've had solar stuff on their roofs for a long time and it hasn't. It depends on how good. Frankly, what it depends on, Jay, is where the panels were made. If they were made in China, they're cheap junk and they're going to be no good in 6 to 7 years. If they were made in, there's a place, I think, in Norway that makes them, another one in France that makes them, and I think we're building plants here to make them. I think there's some made in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not, that's one of the things I said to the guy, and I'll reinforce it tonight when he takes me to dinner to go through what the plans are. No Chinese panels. No, no, no. All right. Speaking of Scandinavia, Finland has convicted three men described as far right for plotting attacks against, these are neo-Nazis, going after, like terrorists, they're going after certain migrants, they're going after certain religions. So they all were sentenced to 3 years in the slammer. And you got to wonder what it is that makes them think this way. The people of Finland is a pretty open society. Most of the Scandinavian countries, Finland, Norway, Sweden, it's a different life there. It's if, for whatever the reason, people look at things differently, that people live a much softer, quieter life. And so when these things happen, it makes big news, and they don't like it, and they'll cut it out. They'll just cut this right out of their society. They won't tolerate it. They won't stand for it. They'll put these people in jail. I'm surprised they only handed them a 3 or 4 year sentence.
I was thinking that was low, too. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, under the circumstances. All right, and then looking at what else is going on with the continuing focus on Gaza and who's getting out. A lot of foreigners, for the first time now, the Egyptians are letting the people who are in Gaza over into Egypt, some of them that are wounded, some of them need hospitalization. So there are dozens of them that in the last few days have been able to get out of Gaza. Remember, the Israelis warned them last week, get out because we're going to attack a certain strongholds where Hamas is. And so, you know, again, people, the airstrikes did target the refugee camp, and I don't understand that. What are they, unless the Hamas, they figure out that they know Hamas is hiding there, they hide a lot. There are tunnels under hospitals and other sensitive buildings that are the, that's where Hamas hides. So they're trying to get to those, but you know, you don't want to blow up a hospital in order to get to these people underneath. You need to send the troops in, find the tunnels, and get them out that way like rats, because that's what they are. But it's, this is a tricky thing. I'm not sure I stand with Israel, but I don't like this. I don't like this stuff. Who does? Frankly, and unless they're to get them, you know, they're all, you hear these people say, well, they're all the same, kill them all, because they're Muslims. Kill them all! You know how ignorant that is?
So ignorant.
All right, here's something that I think, you know, put yourself in the place of people who go through these experiences like this. This guy who was rescued after 9 hours in the Florida Everglades, he was piloting a small plane, and it crashed into the Everglades. So the Miami-Dade fire rescue people had to go out and get this guy, and it took them 9 hours to get to him. So I'm thinking not cold water. I'm thinking water that's full of alligators.
I thought that,
and
too.
And, the hell do you think is in the Everglades? That's full of that stuff.
My first thought was this man did not survive a plane crash just to be eaten by an alligator or bit by some kind of venomous snake.
Yep, right. There's a lot of thick brush in the Everglades, and I think he held on to some of that. But there still are alligators everywhere down there. You can take the Tamiami Trail, what they call Alligator Alley, actually. Some people call it. It's the road between Miami and Tampa. That road is, it's it's pretty much you're going across a swamp, a big swamp, and it's loaded with alligators. Oh! My God, it gives me chills. My chills run up my spine thinking of what that guy must have gone through. All right, some people in the news, if you will. Here's a story about a fellow named Taylor Boyle, motorcyclist. He crashed his motorcycle and was in a ditch for 3 days. Here's another harrowing experience, right? He was last seen on Sunday, and the family reported him missing. Eventually, the police found him in a ditch. And I don't know what his medical condition is. He's still alive. But they sent out this thing, and the sheriff's department ultimately found him. But it must have been, you know, he must have had injuries, and that's why he didn't get up. You know, you go into a ditch, but... Well, that's the problem. People drive these motorcycles so fast, they're so unsafe. I mean, they may be fun. People are, oh, so I'm going to go for a ride on my hog. Well, if the roadway is, this time of year, the roadway is slippery if it's raining because of the leaves on the road. So you're going to have more, and sometimes because at this time of year, the highway departments are trying to finish up repaving roads, and so they scarify them, they dig off, take off all of the old macadam to put new fresh tar and asphalt on the roadways, and so there are grooves in the road. If you're on a motorcycle or even a bicycle and you get onto that stuff, you got to be very careful because
hold on tight.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this fellow he's got a lot to be thankful for. You got to think, a lot of the friends were touting what a great job the sheriff's department did. And, you know, he went down, laying on the ground for 3 days in the cold, no food, no water. The fact that he survived this crash is a miracle. Think about it that way.
It really is.
And one of his friends wrote online, God is good.
Yeah, so, it was not his time.
Nope, not his time. Well, neither was it the guy that was a pilot of the plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it that way. In Connecticut, here's a story, another person in the news is Attorney General William Tong, T-O-N-G. Apparently, there's a data breach in the genetic testing and ancestry company 23andMe. And so there's been a lot of black market sale of data profiles of people, especially if they have Jewish heritage. There we go. 1 million profiles have been compromised with 23andMe. Especially if you had Chinese ancestry, Jewish ancestry and Chinese ancestry, for whatever the reason. So they're trying to figure that out. But, I mean, you figure out why after you figure out how. First thing to do is keep it from happening again, right? A lot of these people became public knowledge. They're, you know, date of birth, geographical location, genetic history, that kind of stuff. Anyway, probably you've gotten notice. If you're affected, you've gotten notice by now. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor.
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplows.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicants.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup.
That grind is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, one of the most pleasant times. We have lots of pleasant times here on the Good Day program every week. But I will say, I will attest to the fact, I will admit to my time with Warren is among the most pleasant experiences, and hopefully for the listeners as well. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show, heard on a lot of these same stations every week, and you'll hear Warren and his tips every morning on the Good Day program. Plus, he visits with us every Wednesday to bring us up to date on things you need to be aware of, like what happens if your dog is exposed to artificial turf. What's the story with that?
You know, it didn't even occur to me to think about that, but more and more people are having artificial turf installed in their yards. And I can understand why, you know, less water, especially where I live in California, everything's less water. Bottom line is, people with artificial turf were advised to be extra careful in taking their cats and dogs outdoors because the artificial turf becomes superheated in the sun and can actually burn their paws. I was totally unaware of that. In fact, artificial grass gets much hotter under direct sunlight than regular grass. So if you have artificial grass, you know, they say hose it down before you let the dog out, or, I don't know, get a lawnmower and put some real grass in the backyard.
Well, you know, that. But then there's this other, there's another angle here for real lawns. When people hire those companies that come spray the lawn with all that chemical crap to make them greener, that's not good for the dogs either. The dogs, when they lick their paws and stuff, that's bad. That's bad news.
Absolutely, 100% correct. Everything I use in my backyard is pet safe. I research it. I make sure it's pet safe. And the person that comes and cuts my grass before he puts down any fertilizer or anything in the backyard, I buy that myself and give it to him to use. I want to make sure he's using organic, natural stuff that's not harmful.
I just
great
use
point,
the
by the way.
I have compost. I make we have a composting facility at the farm, and I just put I put compost on the lawn.
That's, I guess if I had a couple hundred cows, I could do that.
Yeah.
Not easy to find compost in
Santa Monica. Yeah, not easy to find. Yeah, that's, but you know what I did? I don't think I told you the story. And my son lives up in West Hollywood off of Melrose, and they wanted to put in a new front yard. So Brendan says to me, "Dad, how about we send out some compost so that I can redo the front lawn using the compost from the farm." It's a little bit of the farm out in California. So me being the guy, I said, yeah, let's do that. So I packed up a ton of the fertilizer and had it trucked out there. Cost $1,200.
Wow.
Wow. But you should see the front yard. It's fabulous. It looks great. He's, you know, he's very proud of it, and it looks great, but, you know, and there's nothing in there that's going to hurt their dog. That's
so Massachusetts compost is now working its way into West Hollywood, California.
In La Jolla and West Hollywood. Yep, there it is.
There you go.
All right, hey. So let's talk about me going back and forth to California and having to leave Daisy here, or people who generally leave the home and leave their dogs at home, and the anxiety that they don't know is being created, although I sense it in Daisy when I leave. Their dogs are humans like that, right? They don't want you to be leaving them.
Exactly, and we often talk about separation anxiety, abandonment issues in dogs, but what about the other end of the spectrum? How do you feel when you leave Daisy at home? 48% that their pets make them feel guilty. They follow them to the door and look sad. They whine, and some of them say their pets get anxious. That's why one of the things that so many of my listeners have adopted and rescued dogs, and God bless them for doing that, but very often they use the term separation anxiety, when in reality it's abandonment issues. These dogs have been abandoned by people before, so every time they leave, the dog assumes, are they going to come back or are they going to leave me alone again? So it's important to understand that when I leave the house, luckily I'm able to have a security system, so I can put on a camera and see where my dogs are, what they're doing all the time. But the anxiety before that electronic surveillance, the anxiety that I had whenever I had to leave my dogs for long periods of time or overnight, just freaked me out. But it's important to understand, when you leave, don't make a big deal out of it. The dog picks up on that. Don't necessarily put on your jacket. Don't jingle your car keys. Just leave. No long goodbyes, no long hellos, and that will help the dog get over that anxiety when you're leaving.
Yep. Good thought. Here's the story of a bobcat that was caught lounging in a dog bed inside a home in Arizona, where there are a lot of bobcats. So you had to wonder, unless the window was open, I suppose the bobcat can just jump in and found the dog's bed and went to sleep. I'd like to come home to that.
Those Arizona animals. There was a story about a bear that was in a jacuzzi the other day. I was just waiting for the dog, the bear, to grab a beer and some chips and hang out there. But he was in the jacuzzi just hanging out. This bobcat goes into the house. When I lived in Arizona, I had javelinas. You know what a javelina is? I had javelinas in my yard all the time, digging it up and looking at the back door, wanting to come in.
Are they like a reptile, little reptilian?
No, javelina is kind of like a deer pig. It's kind of like
really?
It looks like a pig. Yeah, very, very big animal. Interesting.
Wow. All right, but look out for bobcats in your backyard there, boys and girls. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.